The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord. We continue to read from John chapter 6. That chapter is known as the Bread of Life Discourse. And in this chapter, Jesus kind of explains the Eucharist, that it is his true body and true blood. But not just that the Eucharist is his true body and true blood, but that unless we eat his body and drink his blood, we have no life in us. We are not connected with him. And also he teaches us that those who do eat his body and drink his blood will have eternal life. And yet, as we know, many Catholics do not believe in the real presence. I think it's important for all of us to be familiar with John chapter 6, because sometimes we're asked questions, why do you believe this? Well, Jesus says it over and over. And then if you're not gonna be here tomorrow, I encourage you today to go and read the end of this chapter, which will be tomorrow's gospel. Jesus does not leave any room for anybody misunderstanding what he's saying, that he does mean it truly, literally, not as a symbol, as a sign. When Jesus says, "I am the life and the resurrection," people understood that he means it, you know, symbolically. When he said, "I am the light of the world," they understood he's not saying, "Well, I'm a light," or "I am the living water." But when he says about drinking his blood and eating his body, they knew he meant it literally. And yet we don't. We take it for granted. We have this nonchalant attitude about receiving the Eucharist. Again, it's not magic that we receive the Eucharist, that means we're going to go to heaven. Receiving the Eucharist meaning conforming our lives to that of Jesus, allowing him to guide us in our life, giving us the strength so that we can do the Father's will as he did the Father's will, even when that meant death on the cross. And we see that transformation in the life of Paul, or Saul, as we're reading, continue to read our first reading, how his life was transformed after he had that encounter with Christ. Every time we come to Mass, we encounter Christ like Paul did. Yes, we are knocked off our horse of pride and arrogance and selfishness. And we're humble to recognize that we are blind, that we need Jesus to open our eyes and give us the food we need so we can grow as his disciples. That's what the Eucharist is all about. It's us becoming who we receive. And all we have to do is say yes. When we open ourselves to God, then God will work that transformation in us. Today we are reminded of the greatest gift that Jesus has given us, the gift of him. He continually gives us the same gift every time we come to Mass and come forward to receive him in the forms of bread and wine.